Hi, this is Kelsey Lesko. Is anyone on the call?
This is Jim Tatton.
Hi, Jim.
This is America Puss with OPG.
Hi, America.
Jacqueline Buford.
All right, well, I guess we'll just wait for Sophia and Debbie and the other commissioners.
This is Debbie.
Or Morgan Wells.
I'm sorry.
This is Sophia. I'm here.
Sophia's here and Debbie's here, and I think I heard Maureen Welch, possibly.
Yes, sorry for interrupting. This is hard to do.
yes, it is. I understand.
Mm-hmm. And Connie lives with us today, though. I apologize. Connie lives with us. CAO is also here.
Oh, hi, Connie. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. Good morning.
Good morning. How
Commissioner Zinn.
Hi, this is Erin McGavin from the Office of Public Guardianship.
This is Ann McKenzie with Silver Key Senior Services in Colorado Springs.
Going to wait a couple minutes and see if other commissioners are joining. So far, I have myself and Commissioner Zinn.
Deb Bennett Woods is here.
Oh.
Well, that's a quorum, at least. Just give a couple more minutes.
Hello.
Hello, Commissioner Charette.
Yes, hello.
We have Commissioners Zinn, Bennett Woods, Charette, and myself. We'll just give it another minute to see if Commissioner Kelly is able to join.
Okay, thank you. I'm on my cell phone, and I'm in a relatively bad cell, so if I happen to drop off, I'll call back in.
Okay, thanks for letting us know. Okay. Well, I think we're just going to go ahead and get started and perhaps you'll. So, unfortunately, for the purposes of the minutes, we're going to have to do introductions again. Let's start with the commissioners. This is Commissioner Lesko.
Good morning. This is Commissioner Zinn.
Good morning, Commissioner Shaya.
Commissioner Deb Bennett Woods.
And can we have Office of Public Guardianship staff and AG staff?
Sophia Alvarez, Director, OPG.
America Plus Pastrana, OPG.
Rhonda OPG.
Jacqueline OPG.
Erin McGavin OPG.
Good morning.
Thank
this
you
is
all
Debbie
for joining
Ank.
Us.
This is Assistant Attorney General Debbie Ank, and also a reminder that we are recording this meeting.
Good. Thank you for that reminder. All right, and can we have members of the public who would like to introduce themselves?
This is Lara Vandenberg from the VA.
Hi, this is Ann McKenzie, Guardian, in Colorado Springs at Silver Key Senior Services.
My name is Jim Tatton.
Maureen Welch.
Connie Lind with SCAO.
Well, thank you all for joining us. All right, so just I'm going to move on with the agenda. We have a couple meeting minutes to approve. So have the commissioners had an opportunity to review the minutes of the August 20th meeting?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Then are there any amendments? Hearing none, I'll take a motion to approve.
Yeah, Bennett Wood, so I'll move to approve.
I can second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, moving on to the September 21st minutes. Are there any amendments to those minutes? Hearing none, I'll take a motion to approve.
I'll move to approve. Yep, that would.
Great. Is there a second?
Sorry, second. I was on mute.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Excuse me.
And finally,
Hi, this is Maureen Welch. I had a point of clarification on the minutes for September 21st. In the minutes, it's called a special meeting. Is there a definition of a special meeting versus an emergency meeting? Thank you. Just a point of clarification for what the term of special meeting versus emergency meeting.
Okay. We can go through the bylaws and see if there's a specific definition, and we can get that to you. All right, so the September 23rd minutes, do we have any amendments? Right, hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
I'll move to approve. Get that one.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the meeting's minutes are all approved. For the next item on the agenda, do the chair report. And essentially we've discussed trying to delineate more clearly the commission role in our past meetings. And I would like to get that sort of, something written up or some more guidance by the next meeting. So I haven't received any feedback from the other commissioners on what their views are on what the role of the commission is or what they feel would make them comfortable, other than feedback we've received previously from Commissioner Bennett Woods. So if any other commissioners have any feedback they'd like to provide, please get that to me as soon as possible. And Commissioner Bennett Woods, if you would like to provide any further clarification of your position, that would always be appreciated as well. So just please let me know if you have any feedback through Assistant AG Inc.
And Chair, that's my question. So send that feedback directly to the Attorney General.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Open meeting laws.
Thank you.
Great. All right. So we'll move right on to the Director's Report. Sophia?
Thank you. So everyone should have received the director report with certain attachments. I wanted to make sure I reviewed a couple things specifically, and I wanted to give you a brief update to the director report. So going down the line, page one, we have moved. Our office has moved. Right now it's just one office that I am using at this facility office building called Law Bank, and they have shared and co-working space. So when the public guardians come in for meetings or trainings, whatever, they have space to work at while they're there. We've updated the website with all of the information as well as notice and agenda and those types of things. We have a new phone number as well that's in the director report, and that phone number will also work as a fax if someone needs to fax us anything. So I wanted to make sure I updated you on that. And then going down, let's see, page... going down to page three, I did send an updated attachment three, which is attached to the end of the director report on the Ensuring Systemic Equality Services Standards. I haven't had as much time as I'd like to really flesh it out, but there are updates from the last time I presented it. I didn't know if there was any discussion needed on that. I know Commissioner Chayette had requested that I work on that. But like I said, I would still like to do more work on it. This was what I could get done in time for this meeting. Any comment for discussion on that? Okay. I'll move along. Page three. Policy 5, I haven't fully drafted a policy yet, but I just wanted to put it on the commission's radar that I am wanting to create a policy that would address a client emergency fund. Obviously, we don't have a ton of money, you know, to go around and things like that, but we have had so far one client in particular who had no place to live. He was being housed in a hotel. The hotel would take up all his money. This was before we got onto the case. And so we would come into every week, where is he going to live? Because we don't have funds for him. And that's not to say, of course, we worked with Rocky Mountain. We worked with, I'm trying to think, the other organizations we worked with trying to locate emergency funding. Mental Health Center of Denver. And so it made me think that maybe we need to have an emergency fund as a last resort for clients. So I will have a policy drafted out for you to review. I don't know if you have any feedback right now on that as to things you'd like me to consider as I draft that.
Just a quick question. I heard you say Rocky Mountain, and Rocky Mountain, that's all I heard. I'm sorry, I'm on myself. I missed.
Oh, no, I don't think I said the whole thing. It's Rocky Mountain Human Services.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay, and then, I think I missed updating. Sorry, if I take you back to page two, the budget and MOU update. We were able to execute the representative payee contract with Colorado Fund for People with Disabilities. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. It must have been Tuesday So that is completed, and we do have clients that we've already referred to Rocky Mountain for representative payee services. So that's been working well. And I am working on a Next 50 grant with Megan Brand of Colorado Fund for People with Disabilities and Natalie DeVille of Lutheran Family Services. hoping that that grant will cover the rep payee contract that we have with Colorado Fund for People with Disabilities moving forward.
Okay. And I know that was a long time in the making, so happy to hear you finally got that off of your plate. Do any of the commissioners have any questions about the MOU process or what it means? Hearing none.
Okay. And then I do need to make a point of clarification. If on the September 2020 budget that Judicial provided to me, attachment one, if you go down to page 10 of the director report, that's attachment one, that's the monthly budget summary that Judicial SCAO provides to me. I jumped the gun and removed an amount for the EcoPass, line 4256. It should be, I think, $1,500, and that is for the second half of this year 2020 contract. So that's going to be added back in, the $1,500 for that. And then ongoing for 2021, I've declined the EcoPass contract, so that will no longer be in the budget line.
Okay, and that's just a $1,500 charge?
Yes.
For this coming year, and then it won't be there anymore?
Right. They split up the paying the contract into like a first 6 months and then the last 6 months. So, and I don't know if you recall, but due to the COVID-19 pandemic and RTD had closed, they did refund us somewhere mm-hmm. around $700. Because we couldn't use our EcoPasses. And now that our office is no longer downtown and the guardians are working more from home, that was kind of an easy thing to remove from our budget.
Okay.
So that's
and
all
who
I have.
Who knows how long, yeah.
Right, right. So that's all I have as far as kind of updates from the director report submitted on Monday.
Okay, great. All right. And just going through your director report, I think there might be a little area that I would like some clarification on.
Okay.
And that is in the director on-call policy.
Mm-hmm.
I just think there might be a word or something missing for for bullet point BI.
Okay.
Just for what the chair or commission would do. I believe that was in cases that were, difficult or that there needed to be another
yes.
level of review.
Yes, okay. So
and maybe if you could just explain that to the commission.
Right. Okay. So I had a discussion with Chair Lesko about the on-call policies as they relate to the director. Currently, I'm on call 24/7 every day for the public guardians and if there are any emergencies. We've created a plan for when the we've created a plan for if I'm unavailable on how to have any new referrals come in and be addressed by the staff assistant and public guardians, but I hadn't addressed a director on-call policy. So what I've been doing is if I've taken any PTO, which that could be vacation or sick time, I've just remained on call. But there will be times that I anticipate I'll need to use PTO and be out of the state or something like that. And so those were situations that Chair Lesko and I discussed that we would have a level of staff assistant and public guardians kind of address and be on call jointly. So if there's something that needs to be handled that's somewhat of an emergency there's a team to address that. And then if the situation where the team feels that it's maybe too complicated or complex and they would prefer to have another level of oversight, then they would contact the chair or a member of the commission. And in the policy, I can definitely lay out what situations, as examples, would arise to the level of reaching out to a commission member.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Are there any questions about that from the commissioners? Okay. Are there any other comments or questions on the director's report from the commissioners?
No, but thanks, Sophia. I appreciate the work. I know we all do. And the attention to detail on this update.
Thank you.
All right, so moving on. The next meeting on next item on the agenda is a discussion of the document retention policy. So, Debbie?
Yeah, I really just wanted to make a public record of the fact that we do have a document retention policy for the commission. It was adopted and executed back in 2018, and you should all have received a copy of that. I just ran across it amongst Sue Anna's materials as I was preparing to draft it, and as Commissioner Kelly has been saying all along, we did have one, so that's been provided to you, and feel free to let me know if you feel like that needs to be updated or amended. It appears to be in compliance with the appropriate laws.
I have a question. A lot of the document retention has to do with hiring. Are those documents not already retained by human resources?
No, the statute makes the commission the custodian of records for all of the documentation surrounding the hiring performance and potential replacement of the executive director. It makes the office the custodian of records for all other records.
Okay. I don't want to take up meeting time with this. I just want to be, since I was the director during this process, I just want to make sure that I have in my custody all of those documents. So perhaps we can discuss that at some other time once I've had a chance to go through and organize all of those.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, and we may also need to find out what Sherry Caton may have in her possession and develop a process for transferring the official records of the commission when the chair turns over.
Right, that would be, I think that would be useful.
Yeah, I agree.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All right, the next item on the agenda is the dates of the OPG Commission meetings on November and December. We're sort of having this discussion for two reasons. First, there was a request from Commissioner Kelly to see if we could move these because she would not be able to attend either of those meetings due to a important appointment that can't be rescheduled. And also these meetings are the day before Thanksgiving and the day before Christmas Eve as well. So I'm not sure if the commission commissioners will be available for those meetings anyway. So just like a little bit of discussion on feeling of ability to, let's start with the November meeting, to move the November meeting to a different date.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'd be able to do both of those, actually.
Okay, great. All right.
Commissioner Zinn or Commissioner Bennett Woods, are you comfortable moving the meetings?
Sure.
Yeah.
This is Commissioner
Zinn.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then, you know, is there a preference for discussing scheduling now, or should we do this through email and then get it posted publicly?
It would be great if we could get something on the calendar. If that, I don't want to take up too much time with it, but.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just look at the. Yes.
Sorry, Chair Lefkoe, to interrupt. I did want to make a note, too, that with Commissioner Kelly's request, she was asking for a day other than Wednesday.
Okay. All right. So for the November meeting, you know, what if we move that back 1 week and do a Thursday morning, the December 3rd meeting at 10 o'clock?
I have a mediation that day, so I wouldn't be able to attend. But I'm just one of five.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can all meet. How about the December 1st, the Tuesday?
Would it be the same time?
Yes, unless you'd rather have it another time.
I have a court matter at 10 that I believe will last 30 to 60 minutes tops.
Okay. Would we like to move the meeting to?
That's why I wanted to ask, and I'm sorry, Chair, that I wanted to try to get this out of the way.
Hey, Britt, we got busy schedules. I appreciate you taking the time to figure it out. So we could do an 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock on the 1st, or say a 2 to 3 on the 1st. Would commissioners be available at either of those dates and times?
Are we talking about December 1st?
Yes.
And what? Sorry, will you repeat the time?
11 to 1 or 2 to 3?
I cannot do 2 to 3.
Okay. 11 to 1?
I can do either.
I
can do that.
Yes, I can do that, subject to hopefully this hearing is exactly what it appears to be on my calendar.
Okay. 12 to 1, 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, or December 1st, 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Is that all right with you, Commissioner Bennett-Witz?
It is. I'm wondering if it wouldn't make sense to simply combine the November-December meetings into one meeting.
Yeah, thinking the same thing myself. Ms. Enk, I don't believe there's any issue with that in the bylaws. Do you know off the top of your head?
The bylaws say that we're going to meet on the fourth Wednesday every month, so subject to change, but because that's in the bylaws, I'd like us to have a formal motion.
Okay. All right. So are we comfortable with just one meeting on December 1st for November and December? Or would we like to move that later into December?
Do we have just a bit of input from Sophia on that, perhaps?
That'd be great.
Thank you. I have no preference, so I'm comfortable with whatever works for the commission.
This is Commissioner Bennett-Woods. The last couple weeks of the year, typically not a lot happens. I rather than trying to juggle holiday calendars, it would make sense to me to combine the two meetings. Sophia, was Commissioner Kelly's request that it not be on Wednesdays for the entire month of December?
Her request was for November and December to not have meetings on Wednesdays.
Okay. So I would move to have a either cancel the November meeting conflict with the holiday or combine the November-December meetings into a single meeting in December on a date available to the commissioners.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second? To combine the meetings and cancel the November meetings and hold one meeting in December.
I have a comment before I would second it. I'll just mention that my experience is guardianship and protective proceedings practice, at least for us for the last 20-plus years, between about the week before Thanksgiving and about the month after New Year's, it seems to be the busy time of year. So I just want to throw that out there that obviously the commission's available if Sophia, if there needs to be something scheduled, I suppose. That being said, second to do that.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, the motion passes. And I'll just second what Marco says. It does get to be a busy time of the year, but Sophia, you know how to reach me, and feel free to do it at any time.
Thank you.
All right. So are we comfortable staying with the December 1st meeting, or would we like to move that into a later date in December? I'll just go around. Marco, do you have a preference?
If we're going to combine it, I would just, I don't know if we want to go to the 15th, which is 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, I think that would be great. Can we do the December 15th at 10 o'clock?
Okay, with me, this is Deb.
This is Commissioner Zinn. December 15th at 10 is fine.
And Commissioner Shayette?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, that works.
Okay, great. Okay, great. So we will reschedule the meeting to December 15th from 10 to 12. Again, for any member of the public who want to attend, the next commission meeting will be December 15th from 10 to 12. All right. So, pretty quick meeting today. Are there any further comments from the commission or any other items that need to be discussed in detail that were on the agenda this month? Hearing none, I'll move to public comment. Is there any comment from members of the public?
This is Jim Tatton.
You go ahead, Jim. I'll go after you.
I was just going to say that I don't have any public comment.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And then, Ms. Welsh, I believe I heard you.
Yes. You can hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I have a couple of areas of comment. I'm going to start with the director's report. On page one, there's a note at the bottom of the page that says under 1C that America, who is the assistant at OPG, will send a recurring monthly calendar invitation to commissioners for commission meetings. And as we saw today, there's often changes in the dates because of holidays. And then you called a special meeting on the 21st, of which I was not informed of that meeting. So I would like to move that in the spirit of including the public, which is in your equity plan, ensuring systemic equity service standards, that the OPG and the director and administrative assistant inform people who have registered. I did sign up on their online system to be informed of things and be engaged, and I did not get any announcements on that special meeting. So to be inclusive, please figure out a way, and I've asked for this before, to inform all interested parties, including people that are on the line today from various organizations, how do we find out about these meetings? I don't have time to log into the site every single day and check when you hold a special meeting. So it would be very inclusive to do that proactively. The other thing I wanted to comment on page two is the director being on call. I think that's a huge relief, because I was concerned that what happens when there's an emergency. We have had cases where guardians are unavailable and the doctors have had to make pretty important decisions without the input of the guardian. So I'm glad to hear that, although I'm a little bit undefined on what an emergency is. So what level of emergency would escalate to the director from either the guardian or anyone at the OPG office? So that was my second on page two. And then on attachment number eight, public number eight, ensuring systemic equity service standards. This was great to finally see. I know it took a while, so thank you for your work on that. I noticed on the bottom of page 15 in the packet, page one of the equity service standards, that there will be a development at OPG for implementing equitable practices, including A3, engaging families and community members with clients in the development and implementation of appropriate cultural perspectives and effective partnerships with care providers. And then four under that same section is invite and include community members to bring multiple cultural perspectives to examining and solving issues that arise. So I'm curious at what point in the future the OPG Commission will have that on their agenda to further parse out how the OPG is going to engage the public, because my experience so far is it's very hard to engage the commission and the Office of Public Guardianship around these types of issues. So I would like to get that on the future for some discussion, because being equitable is definitely something that the governor and all levels of government in Colorado are pushing for. And then I did want to just make a general comment about public comment hardly being engaging. This is one direction. And other state departments are getting the messaging from all levels that they need to increase the involvement of the public in all levels of government policy bodies, including offices, independent offices. And I'm not sure if OPG didn't get that memo, but how can you include more people in the process? And maybe not at this formal meeting, but another entry point so that we can engage with the director and try to address concerns. I also wanted to inform the commission and the office that I did sign my formal complaint against the Office of Public Guardianship, including its commissioner and director at the Colorado Civil Rights Division. I was very disappointed that you all did not voluntarily agree to allow public comment after each agenda item. Since you vote on things, we need to make comments in real time before you take action items. The complaint is under a denial of full and equal participation of public enjoyment under the Colorado Civil Rights Act. So I'm sure that you all would be getting that legal notice soon. But there is an option of voluntary mediation, and it's something that I indicated that I'm very interested in doing, is how do we get down to the table and talk about how to include us better. Let's do that. I'm sorry that I had to do the civil rights complaint, but I asked several times and gave several opportunities, and the commission, even in its notes, say that they did not change the public comment policy. So that's going to be a piece of evidence in my case that you had the opportunity and you chose not to include the public. So that's disappointing, but I'm still hopeful that through a mediation process, we can come to an agreement on that. So that's the end of my public comment. And I'm very happy to take questions and look forward to hearing back on how we can be engaged, how we can make things more equitable, and how you can include us, which is a Civil Rights Act protection. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Welsh. I just want to say, because this issue has been coming up a lot, the purpose of these commission meetings are not really a Q&A session. That's not what they're designed for, because this is the only time that commissioners can speak to each other. So our purpose is to run the meetings, to do the business of the office during this time. Again, if you have a question, if you have a comment around this or would like a more thorough discussion of something, I would encourage you to email me, and then we can see how we can talk about it from there. Because it's just simply the purpose of the commission meeting. So do you have an idea for how you would like to better engage with the commission?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I guess it ties into that systemic equity. It says on that policy that the OPG will come up with a process to engage families, community members, to bring more equity to this process. So that sounds to me like it is a separate, within that policy standard, service standard, that the OPG was going to set up a process for that. So I would like to engage, but there is no formal process right now, and I'm never sure if that information gets back to the commissioners. And you supervise the director, so it seems to me like you will want to be engaged in that process. So I agree with you, Commissioner Lesko, Madam Chair, but there's no body set up for that. And that's what other departments are doing right now in Colorado. Human Services is setting up a better way to engage public and get feedback. So I think the OPG needs to rise to that standard as well. Thank you.
Yes, and I can assure you that this is something that Sophie and I have regular conversations about, is how to engage. She is very dedicated to stakeholder input. We're just sort of at a point right now where this office is still forming. And also the policies that you're referring to refer to coming policies of the office, not policies of the OPG commission. So I think that might be an issue that we're getting a little bit confused in. So is there any further public comments? Would you like to comment on what I just said? Okay, hearing none, is there any anything else for today? Okay, then I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Commissioner Zinn, I so move. I'll second it. Deb.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Right,
thank you.
The meeting is adjourned. All right. Thank you all for joining us, particularly members of the public. Thank you for
thank you.
Attending.